halakha says that something that grows from a tree, so the beracha is obviously borei peri ha'etz. It sounds like a simple halakha, but as long as something comes from the tree, so the beracha is etz. The only question is, what makes a tree according to the halakha? And this is a big machloket amongst the Rishonim. According to the opinion of the Mordechi, he holds that a tree has a trunk from year to year. That the trunk remains. It's just that the fruit have a season. And after you pluck the fruit, so the leaves shed, then you wait for next season, and then new fruit emerge. A classic example would be an apple tree, where the trunk itself stays from year to year. It's just that there's certain times a year that it produces apples, and other times it doesn't. That would be a classic example where you would obviously make borei peri ha'etz. However, there's the famous opinion of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. He says, no, it's not dependent on the trunk. It's dependent on the roots of the tree. So long as the roots remain from year to year, that means that the whole tree can come apart. But so long as the roots of the tree are still on the ground, and from those roots it regenerates a new tree every year, that's considered also a tree. Now you're going to say to yourself, what's the difference? So I'll tell you a difference. The question would be then, what is the beracha that one is supposed to make on a banana? Now right away, your instinct says, Adama. And the truth is, that's what Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Resh Gimal Alacha Gimal, Ala Muzish, Borei Pri Adama. Now the Syrians, we know what Maran is talking about. Even though Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in the Teshuvah, he doesn't know what Muzish is. But we know that in Arabic, the muz is the banana. So Maran is talking about a banana over here. That's clear. No, he doesn't say banana. That word was not around. And he says, borei pri adama. Now, if anybody knows how a banana grows, although it looks like there's a tree, grows on a stalk, however, what happens is, every year the tree disintegrates. The tree comes apart. And then a new tree grows every year. Maran holds like the opinions that say that for a tree to be a tree, like the Mordechi, it's got to stay. The trunk has to stay from year to year. And since the trunk doesn't stay from year to year, even though the roots might be the same roots, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not a tree. Therefore Maran holds, on a banana you make borei peri ha'adama. But the question would be, let's say by mistake a person made borei peri ha'etz on a banana. Well, since according to some Rishonim that the banana is considered a tree, why? Because the roots remain from year to year. Although we don't tell a person who comes to ask us, Rabbi, what barakah should I make a banana? Of course we tell him adama, like Shulchan Aruch. But if a guy comes and says, Rabbi, I made a mistake. I didn't know, I once went to a banana field, I saw it looks like a tree to me. So I made borei peri ha'etz. You tell him, listen, you don't have to make another beracha, but for now on, you should always make borei peri adama. However, Hacham Ovadia has a big chiddush in Yabia Omer Chelek Chet. And this is the halakha that I came to tell you today. Let's say we have in front of you, which is a quite common scenario, an apple and a banana. You say, what's the question? I know the beracha on the apple is etz, and I know the beracha you just taught me on the banana is adama. That's not my question. My question is, which one should you make first? Now, before we answer the question, this underscores to us again the importance of studying Hilchot Berachot. Because it's not enough to know which beracha you make on the item. You have to also know, when you have two items in front of you, which beracha should you make first? Now in this case, I would have thought logic to make the apple first, because usually Boreh Pri Ha'etz comes before Adama as a general rule. So I would have said, make a barakah on the apple, Ha'etz, and then make a barakah Adama on the banana. But since I just taught you that the banana can go either way, some say Adama, some would say Ha'etz. So if you're going to make the Ha'etz on the apple, then you will not be able to make a barakah on the banana, because maybe the Ha'etz covered it. So therefore you're putting yourself into a safek, into a debacle. In that case, Chabad Vadia says, make the Adama first on the banana, and then make the Ha'etz on the apple, in order to save yourself from sifekot. Again, it's a chidush in the halakha, but it's possible that a person could know all the berachot and make the right berachot, and still, chas v'shalom, he's making a berachah lebatala. He's making a berachah, he doesn't have to. Because if the person said it's on the apple, so he's covered already, could be covered the banana, now he's going to make another berachah. Because the halakha tells him, where should I make another berachah? You're saying Hashem's name maybe for no purpose. Therefore, again, it reminds us the importance to know not only what the berachah is, but what are the underpinnings of the halakha, so we know exactly how to negotiate it in the case where we have two items in front of us.